Good evening, folks. We're getting started here with some brand new music by Coldplay. It is now 8 p.m. time for the Yellow Brick Road. We've got a new single from them called We Pray. The new album is coming out on the 4th of October. It's going to be called Moon Music, and here it comes with Little Sims and Burna Boy on guest vocals.
Alive, so for the ones who parted seas, for the ones who's following dreams, for the ones who knocked down doors and allowed us to pass down keys. Pray that we speak with a tongue that is honest and that we understand how to be modest. Pray when she looks at herself in the mirror, she sees a queen, she sees a goddess.
And so we pray for someone to come and show me the way.
And so we pray
for some shelter and some records to play.
And so we pray
we'll be singing by Raye.
Pray that we make it to the end of the day.
And so we pray.
Inside my head is a frightening place. Keep a smiling face only by this grace. Cause love's more than I can take.
Yeah. And so we pray for someone to come and show me the way.
And so we pray
for some shelter and some records to play.
And so we pray
we'll be singing by Friday
till nobody's in need.
New music from Coldplay, folks. If you just tuned in a minute early, very conscientiously, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. As I did say before, it is 8 o'clock, which means it's time for the Yellow Brick Road. Came in a little early this evening, just out of excitement. I mean, if you've been following along what this show is all about, you probably already know we've been very excited about basically one and one thing only this week, and that has been the new Fontaine's DC album. We've been talking about it since sort of the singles started coming out, and it's finally here. And because so many of you have loved this album, been so interested in it, and just generally wanted to talk about it to somebody, we're doing an album listen. That's what radio is for. It's a place for community, and we're going to be using it in the right way this evening to collectively listen to this Fontaine's DC album. And I'm so glad that you can join me. We're going to be hitting play on the full album over here, but we're still just giving people a couple of minutes to file in. And also, I have a few great new releases that I just want to get in before we get started with the album proper. Some great new singles that have come out in the last couple of weeks. A new song from the band Alt Black Era, which is I believe a duo of teenage sisters. and they sort of make heavy industrial punk music, almost metal music, and they're sort of, you know, they're sort of blending the boundaries between a few different kinds of heavy pop, industrial, hyper. There's a lot of stuff going on in there, and all of it is very exciting. We've loved a few singles and EPs that they've put out over here right now. But the latest one is called Straight to the Heart, which we're going to be listening to. And then our good friends of the show, Enola Gay, band from Belfast, have also dropped a brand new single called Cortana. Again, it's like the combination of sort of rage, shoegaze, noise, and, you know, just like they also are a genre blending band. And I think it's only fair we listen to the both of them together. So we'll listen to that, and then when we're back, we'll talk all about the new Fontaines album. So get ready. Here's some great new music coming up for you. We'll start off with a bit of alt black era here. This is Straight to the Heart here on CFRC.
Stood on the grind, groups that were signed, feet intertwined, hide and seek, less bleak, at the playground, hard to get in. limits. Time booking cramps, throw no limits. Left with life submersion, holy full of spirit. Crying the G's, men getting into the bar. But if you made it this far, it's not without a few scars. CD, custom games of Halo 3. Money was nothing and time was free. Cutting the bite with beers hung through on repeat. Smoking in car parks, holding signs, park outside the office with no ID. Treaters stroll by, you run M for me. It's too admit, if you ran it a second time, you made it first place. It's not a waste if you make the choice to give your head space. Could you ever stand straight without falling from grace? Back in the feet, trying to get home. Borrow from tomorrow, but can never pay the debt owed. Didn't think that it was detrimental, find a cheat code. Twisted up in twilight, my dreams seem more lifelike. Despite pillars that crumbled by the skyline, I struggled to swallow all the words left in my throat. So condensed to get no, there's no time left for speaking in quotes. By the side of my eyes, I caught sight of you breathing. No words, no goodbyes, only cracks in the ceiling. Your purpose in life was to give mine some meaning. The world was not when you were breathing.
Kill a part of yourself to survive in your hell. Put your life on the shelf and play the cards you're
Welcome back, folks. We're here on the Yellow Bridge Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And of course, you know, one of the biggest releases out of the UK and Ireland this week has been from Fontaine CC. And so I don't know if you're ready for the album listen. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what we were listening to before this, we had a bit of Old Black era, wonderful sister duo, teenage duo, making great music out of the UK. And this one was a bit different from them, actually. A little bit more mellow, just showing the diversity that's going to be on their album, on their upcoming EP. And we also had some music from Enola Gay, favorites of this show, really. They've written what they're calling a sort of jungle shoegaze track, going through all stages of innocence, the reckless abandon of youth, coming of age, childhood nostalgia, explorations of basically all the phases of life, which they're quite proud of this particular song. But we're going into the actual album now. We're going to be listening to the Fontaine CC album. It's called Romance. We first heard of it back in April when the first single Starburster dropped, and it was very different from anything that we had heard before from Fontaine CC. It still is quintessentially Fontaine's, but there's something so different about it. There was a new boldness, there was a new recklessness, and I think the first time we ever saw the band talking about the album, the single, you know, the at the time unnamed album, they did an interview on BBC Radio 1. They dropped in to talk to Jack Saunders on his show about, you know, premiering the single and sort of what was coming up next. And there was an immediate cut from the past, almost, you know, where they came out. You could see it in everything visually as well, that they were really just looking for a new clean start, a fresh era. The clothes were different, you know. The band had always, I think, kind of tried to maintain a more kind of low-profile look. So they just looked like guys making great music. But this time, there was more intention. There was, you know, there was music that you could almost call neon. And there was a look that matched that. And that was what we were getting into, just a hint of what the album was going to be about. And Green Chapman, singer of the band, has talked about how neon and exaggerated and bizarre he found some aspects of the music that they were making. And almost to go with it came this look of, you know, neon, bright colors, the oranges, the yellows, the pinks, the greens. And the album, when we finally found out, was going to be called Romance. And Green had said that it was sort of, you know, blurring the lines between delusion and romance, essentially calling them two sides of the same coin. And we're going to be going into and listening to the whole album, start to finish, you and me together. And we can do that because it's radio. And, you know, I'm using sort of the community aspect of radio and putting it in there today. So we're gonna hit play on the very first song on the album. I'm not going to say anything about it to start us off, right? We're going to listen to a couple of tracks of the album. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. In the meanwhile, as you're listening along with me, feel free to just text in your thoughts, either find the show on Instagram, Yellow Brick Road, or just like wherever else, you know, text this. I don't know if we have a texter. You can call the station line, 613-533-2372, and, you know, we can talk about it. Everything, it's all open tonight. We'll start off with the titular track, the first song on the album, Romance, and then we'll come back and talk all about it here on CFRC. Let's hit play. Fontaines DC, the album of the week from us. Romance.
Shit's funnier than any the party, she's down, paying £300 and taking class in it. I wanna break the phone, I wanna leave the town, I wanna see you alone, 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 alone. I wanna straight the shack, I find me somewhere to pack, like the light when it's dark, it's dark, it's dark, it's dark. A few stairs about, make her feel like peace in a way, compliment you round. Consolation got a twist in it, for a GPO and all the hits in it. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary. Stop it, a gag, if it's a bottle of black. I wanna strike at the sack, I need the fan from it. I wanna shot in the deck, I wanna make the Mac. I wanna lift the yak, I call the ends on it. I wanna take the truth, whatever lands on it. My God given insanity, it depends on it. How I feel, how I feel, how I feel. I wanna kill all the hammer that I turned up challenger. I wanna keep all of your charm in a canister. The US fire like the same bit solitaire. I'm the pig on the Chinese calendar. I got a shadow like a 5.8 caliber. I wanna move like a new salamander. I live a carry-on, who's a real scavenger. It's my tyranny keeping me from me. Hit me for the day, for the lie that you suffer to come by. Take to my sky, never wanting, only wonder. To live out of reach, sloping family, short to talk. One to three, swallow the key. In their footprints, I will follow. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business.
The very first song, Starburster, folks, we're here, we're listening to the entire Romance album, Fontaines DC, that dropped on Friday. And, you know, people have been very hotly anticipating this album. I don't think there's any way around that. Ever since the first single we just heard, Starburster, came out back in April, it has just been, you know, the excitement has been amping up. And we've been talking about the origins of this song because, you know, it came from a very a kind of dark place almost for singer Grian Chatten, because he was he talked about how sort of the sharp inhales on the album came from, you know, him having a panic attack in the middle of London on the tube and just, you know, sort of abandoning all previous ideas that he'd had for writing this song and starting completely from scratch and deciding to keep those visceral moments in there, which I think, you know, kind of is what a lot of the album is about. And, you know, we can talk about sort of where it's all going. It had a definite hip-hop influence. It's one of the most different songs on the album as well, you know, with a lot more kind of ferocity, intensity, and almost rapped lines. But I think another thing that this song and Fontaines' albums in general, but also Romance specifically, has done very well is that it almost takes these little deconstructions of the album, tiny little snippets of songs, two lines, three lines, a verse that you can sort of just keep for yourself, adapt them to other parts of your life and use them in day-to-day life. And singer Grian Chatten has talked about this because he comes from an almost poetry background where he's been kind of, you know, he's very well versed in poetry. And the band themselves were almost first a literary band, then they were a musical band because they started off, you know, got together over a shared love of poetry, of Irish literature, and their very first release was in fact this now unavailable and who knows how rare poetry booklet that they'd published together back before there was any music from Fontaine CC. So, you know, that thread has sort of continued throughout their music, throughout their work. And Green was talking once about how good poetry basically gives you tools to help you understand and make sense of the world around you. And I think Fontaine's do that very well on this album in little snippets here and there. Text in your thoughts. Let me know how you're feeling about the album. We're going to listen to the next few songs. This was a single that came out kind of recently called Here's the Thing. We'll listen to that. And then the next track on the album, which is called Desire. So all that and more coming up here is Here's the Thing. Desire by Fontaines DC, folks. We're here, we're listening to the whole album. If you're just tuning in, Fontaines DC, the Dublin-based Irish band, have just released their fourth album, came out just this Friday. It's called Romance. And, you know, I'm still thinking about that line on the last song on Desire that we just heard. All 24, retching with desire, which is basically what being 24 is like, and I should know. We're listening to the whole album, like I said, and you've been sending in your thoughts. Shout out to Rich, who called in to really appreciate the poetry aspect of Fontaines' music. Like I said, the band are very poetically inclined. They kind of grew up on poetry and came together more over literary influences and then sort of developed a musical style to go with it. And this particular song was one that, you know, really kind of it dives into those kind of hidden things that, you know, are a little harder to talk about. They talked about a delicateness that they put out in this song that they weren't ready to expose for a long time. And like a lot of songs on the album, it is quite visceral. It is quite raw. Coming up, we have, I think, one of the most different songs on the album. Like on the one end of the romance spectrum, you've got a song like Starburster, which is, you know, so anxiety ridden, so pacey, so, you know, pounding. And, you know, the drums on that are huge. It's a cinematic piece. It's almost like being a tiny, anxious speck in a huge, vast world. And the next side of it is almost looking at it from the outside, I feel. Next song is called In the Modern World. And it's one of the standout songs on the album. It was written by the singer Green Chatton when he was out in LA, just sort of getting away from life for a bit, you know, trying to kind of clear his head. And, you know, he found himself falling into some classic kind of Americana songwriting, listening to artists like Lana Del Rey, who really inspired this song. There's a lot of string work going on it. And it's just one of those songs that, you know, the band have said it's sort of about this idea of like faded glamour. And Carlos O'Connell, the guitarist in the band, was talking about how he got texted this idea by Green, where, you know, he was sort of, I think he texted him something along the lines of, in the real world, I don't feel anything. And as time progressed, he kind of changed the lyrics to in the modern world to make it kind of more applicable to everybody. And he was talking about how as humans, you know, we color our own reality to make it more meaningful. And the minute you stop romanticizing things, meaning kind of falls away from them, and things that were once dreams, once you achieve them, you know, the sort of the structure remains, but the meaning, the idea, the flame kind of dies away. And that's a theme that the band touches on a lot on this album, the whole idea of romance and this exaggerated kind of personalities, exaggerated sounds and music as a way of almost fighting against, pushing back against this apathy, what singer Green had called a fight to keep this optimistic flame alive. So we're going to listen to it. It is one of the standout songs on the album, a lot of people's favorite song on the album. Again, you can keep texting me, letting me know what's how you're enjoying the album, 613-533-CFRC or 613-533-2372 if you don't know the CFRC side of it. Here's coming up In the Modern World on CFRC.
I feel alive in the city that you like. Wait for the day to go dreaming right by. Seems so hard not to be free when you walk right beside me. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I feel alone.
in the city. You despise. And wait for the day when you come riding all by. Seems so hard just to be. If it matters, you complete me. Yeah. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here.
Just sit on the corner, wait for just a minute. Come away with me inside, I promise you'll be in.
I don't feel bad. In the city that you lie. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here. Yeah. Wow. As long as there's nobody following me there,
Bug by Fontaines DC. Folks, if you're just tuning in, it is the Yellow Brick Road CFRC's British and Irish music show. And so, of course, we're listening to basically the biggest release that everyone's been looking forward to in the last few weeks, months, maybe. It's Fontaines DC's fourth studio album. The Irish band just released the album called Romance. We're going through it track by track. We're listening to everything on here because all of it is just really, really good. We just heard In the Modern World, a standout track on the album, and their song Bug, which they said was a quickly recorded chordal jam that came about while they were backstage. If you don't know them, they were, you know, they've been doing things for the last few years, since maybe 2017 is when I remember they sort of popped up first, and they've been going since, but one big break for them, you know, even though each album has sort of been elevating them to new levels of appreciation and fame, they opened for Arctic Monkeys last year on a tour across North America, so that's where a lot of new fans have come in. Hello, if you're tuning in now and you found them on the Arctic Monkeys tour as well. So they recorded this really quickly, just in between sound checks and rehearsals and stuff backstage, a quick rock and roll tune. And was sort of inspired as well by how Arctic Monkeys managed to make a lot of their old and new material fit in. They kind of found the way that the band constructed their set lists, and they had the old stuff and it fit in so well with the new as well. They found that pretty inspiring. We're going to be playing the next few songs on the album, and I'm going to play these two together because I think they work quite well. The next song is called Motorcycle Boy, which... they worked also with Arctic Monkeys' producer, James Ford, on this particular album on. So there's another little Arctic Monkeys influence over there. And their producer, James, just kind of came over when they were at the end of their recording sessions and sort of facilitated a jam that came out of nowhere. And then this song was born as a result of that. You know, he maybe helped them take their minds off some of the more technical details, let them focus on the bigger things. And this song came about... and the band say that it was quite inspired by the Smashing Pumpkins, and you can hear that in the acoustic guitars out there. And I think the song that follows this one is also quite sort of Smashing Pumpkins inspired, I would say. There's a lot of stuff on this album that maybe crosses some important 90s parts between Smashing Pumpkins. You hear little bits of Blur, you know, part of this album, and specifically the song Starburster were inspired by Graham Chatton seeing the huge Wembley shows that Blur did last year, the huge sold-out London shows. And all those kind of 90s influences come together, and I think they melt together in a way that you could maybe pick out little bits here and there and say, okay, I'm hearing a bit of Smashing Pumpkins here, a little bit of Blur here, a bit of The Cure here. But they've really just carved out their own sound that is so recognizably Fontaines DC. And you can hear it on this next song, Sundowner, as well, except that you have a slight change of vocalist here. It's the first song that their guitarist, Connor Curley, has sung vocals on, and that's because he was working on it in his room, kind of working on a shoegazy indie kind of track, and he put down guide vocals for Green to sing on, but it sounded so good just with his vocals that they told him, you know, you're singing now. So we'll listen to Sundowner, but first... Motorcycle, continuing with the album Romance, Fontaines DC, here on CFRC.
Got me choking.
Sundowner by Fontaines DC. We're listening to the whole album here, folks. CFRC, Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. We just heard Motorcycle Boy and Sundowner, the album, of course, by the band Fontaines DC, who've just put out their fourth studio album, Romance, which is what we're listening to. Coming up are the next couple of tracks. Hoarseness is the whatness. Now, this is where kind of the literary side of Fontaines DC maybe comes in a little bit more. The line, of course, being an almost kind of recurring phrase in the book Ulysses, which was, I think, one of the first kind of books that the band bonded over, because they bonded over kind of a common love for Irish literature when they were at the BIM school in Dublin for university. But there's another side of this. So guitarist Carlos O'Connell, of the five-piece band, so two guitarists, the last one we were talking about, for if anyone has any confusion. On Sundowner, the vocalist Connor Curley was one of the guitarists in the band, and now we're talking about Carlos O'Connell, other guitarist in the band. Recently had a baby, and he was reading his baby daughter, the Ulysses, which is the most Fontaines DC thing to ever happen. He was reading her this book, and just before this, when the band had recorded their previous album called Skinty Fear a couple of years ago, he'd been away from his family for a while. He hadn't seen anybody outside of the band for a little while because the band were in the studio. And he got kind of, a little sad about it all and decided to just go away to his native Spain for a little while to just sit and think about things. And on the last day of his trip, he just got out the acoustic guitar, wrote down this song. And it didn't at the time feel particularly like a Fontaines DC song, but, it came back later on and he was working on it while he was, taking care of his baby. And ultimately what he ended up doing was just taking a little recording of her heartbeat and putting it on this particular track. So you can hear that on the percussions, which is obviously very sweet. And then we've got the second last track on the album, which is another sort of straightforward kind of Fontaines DC rock track called Death Kink, which is just kind of hitting out at, the monotony. And we'll be listening to the two of those songs and then we'll come back one more time. Again, tell me how you're enjoying the album. 613-533-2372, phone in. We're going to be listening to the next track, Hoarseness is the Whatness, here on CFRC.
Understanding basics, never let your guard down, and always leave a cat out. But always, the world is not so friendly, it brings some fucking baggage, the word that's used for. Will someone find out why the world
kid, it's just